This morning, we would like to discuss, Be'ez Hashem Yisborach, what is Pas Habor B'Kisni? It's quite a broad subject and quite controversial. So we'll try to keep within the boundaries and we'll try to cover the subject as much as possible. Now, there's something called Pas Habor B'Kisnim, which you make mezoinus on it. It's basically, before we start, you have to know it is pas, it's bread, but it's Habor B'Kisnim. So this Pas Habor B'Kisnim, the machlokes shoinim what it is. Before we start to explain what Pas Habor B'Kisnim is, the geder, the definition for Pas Habor B'Kisnim is what the Mishbura brings down from the Bes Yosef, the Levush, Shulchan Aruch Harav, in the Siddur, that the geder of Pas Habor B'Kisnim is something which is ein derech bnei odom likvoya sudosim aleihem. It is not the derech of people to be kaveya a sud on it. That is something, in other words, something which is eaten for a snack. V'rak oichnim oisam ma'at derech arai. You eat it derech arai, you eat it as a snack. You don't eat it as a kviyas suda. I'm a mela, if it's something to eat another snack, not as derech kviyas suda, that's why you make mezoinus on it and you don't make hamoitzi. That is the definition of Pas Habor B'Kisnim. And now there are machloikas, or let's say there's three, there are machloikas if there is a machloikas, but the Machaber has got three cases of Pas Habor B'Kisnim. And according to the Ramor, there's also three cases, but the three cases of the Mechaber are not the same three cases as the Ramor. So the first case of Pas Habor B'Kisnim, which that is Shittas HaRashbo, the Rashbo says Pas Habor B'Kisnim means you've got it's Pas Habor B'Kisnim is called something which has got a kiss. The bread is a pouch for something else. In other words, let's call it kreplach. Yeah, kreplach is cooked, so it's not even a pas, but it's homantashen. Oh, yeah, that's mamish what the Rishonim and the Rishonim speak about. The Rishonim speak about the homantashen, the tashen which are memula b'shumshemim. That's what the Rishonim speak about. That's a case of a Pas Habor B'Kisnim. In other words, the first case of the Shittas HaRashbo, that Pas Habor B'Kisnim is something which is memula. It's filled with something. Yeah, it's filled with jam, it's filled with honey, it's filled with fruit, it's filled with nuts, it's mincemeat is already a shayla, it could be for the kviya suda and the svoya. Yeah, we're talking, we'll keep out of that. The mincemeat will speak about the things which are mamula beperus, which sweet things or nuts, which are dvorim haboim likinuach, things which come for snacks. Those things that's the first case of Pas Habor B'Kisnim, that it is mamula. Yeah, in other words, Homan Tashen. Yeah, why is it called? Why is Homan Tashen called Homan Tashen? I think it should have been called Mon Tashen. Yeah, because inside it you used to put Mon, and it was a Tash, so it's Mon Tashen. So I heard them on his grad as Motzah Purim already, but maybe it's Purim Torah. It was in Megillah. It says Ve'imole Homan Chema. So Haman was Mamula with chaos. So something Mamula is called Haman Tashen. So something which is filled with peiros, filled with something sweet, something which is a snack, that is the first case of Pasa Bo V'Kisnim, and you make on it Mazoinus. The second case of a pasa bo v'kisnim is something which is not mamula. It's a plain normal dough, but you've used a bit of meperus. You've put some fruit juice in it, or you've put sugar in it, or you've put eggs in it, or or you've put spices in it. It's not plain bread. And once it's not plain bread, you make on it mezoinus. So the mechaber here has got a tnai. The tam has to be nika be'isa. It doesn't help you just that the recipe says that you've put eggs inside it, or that you put some salt in it, or you put some sugar in it. And when you eat it, you can't taste it. You have to be able to taste the tam of the additives that you've added into it, the mussel, or the fruit juice, or the spices, or the sugar, or the eggs, whatever it should be. That's the second case of pasa bo v'kisnim, but the tnai, that the tam has to be nika be'isa. That when you're eating it, you have to feel, you have to taste, you have to be able to taste that you're tasting something else added into this isa besides for the plain bread dough.
Just to clarify, kaveh suda by the second time, yes or no? You said the first time is also, you're not
Kaveh Suda. Yeah.
The second one where it's
the time is
not.
Yeah, it's also.
It's also,
no. Yeah, a person, the Chazal, I mean, these Rishonim hold, this is Shitza Rambam, the Rambam holds you only Kaveh Suda on real bread.
Yeah.
Something which already got some extra flavors to it, people are not Kaveh Suda on it, and that they use for eat it for snacks. Oh, right. Now, according to this shitta, according to shitta's hamachaber, so a Purim challah. Now, I'm not sure what Purim challah is made out of. Oh, right. Now, if it's just got raisins in it, so the raisins. It's not the actual dough which has been changed. No, there's a raisin here, and there's a raisin there, and there's a raisin there. So in the actual dough has not been changed. It's you've got a raisin here and a raisin there and a raisin there. So the Prima Godim speaks about this challah, yeah, about the raisin challah. The Prima Godim says that the dough hasn't been changed, nor in the place where the raisin there's a raisin. What? Right. What happens if you've got a Purim challah which you've added more sugar than a normal challah? Right. So this shitta which I've just told you is shitta samachaber. That's the machaber. The Ramor argues on this shitta, and the Ramor holds it doesn't help you that you've just added sugar. And to Yichala, you've added raisins, and now you can taste it sweeter than a normal challah. There are more holes. You still make hamotzi on such a challah. So, Mamela, a sweet challah which, let's say, it's a Purim challah, which you've added more sugar than a regular challah, so according to the Mechaber, that means, in other words, the Sfadim, they'll have to make mezonos on a Purim challah. If they've added more sugar in it, if they've just added raisins, they can carry on still making a moitzi. But if they've added more sugar to it, then they'll make mezonos, because once.
How do you know before you taste it?
If you
eat the what? Oh, that's a takut shaila does. See, you know what? You'll have to wash on a different challah and then taste this challah, see if it tastes sweet or not. Right. Now, so the Ramah argues on the Mechaber. The Mechaber holds you can make a dough basically made out of flour and water, and you've just added a bit of sugar, or you've added a bit of fruit juice to it, or you've added some spices to it. Yeah, I don't know what a pepper challah tastes like, but if you'll add some cinnamon, a cinnamon challah, I don't know, whatever, cinnamon bread, whatever it is, you've added some extra taste to it. According to the Mechaber, once it's nikah be'isa, this taste, you'll make mazoinus and it won't make a moitzi. The Ramah holds that is not enough. What do you need according to the Ramah? According to the Ramah says that it elem kein yesh bem harbe tavlin oy dvash the kamine mesike shekoyn lekach. Now lekach is our normal it's a chocolate cake, marble cake, fruit cake. That's what lekach is. Shekemat hadvash v'atavlim heim ho'ikah. That the dvash, the honey, and the spices, what you've added in, those are the ikah. Now, what's pshat in the Ramah, when the Ramah says shekemat hadvash v'atavlim heim ho'ikah, so there's basically a big machlokes. What does the Ramah mean? The Taz and the Mishnah Berurah explain that what the Ramah means, that when you eat this, what are you tasting here? What is the main taste and what is the secondary taste? So when you eat a normal marble cake or a chocolate cake or whichever cake you take, the main taste that you're tasting is the sugar, the oil, the whatever. The flour is kamat not benimtza. You're not even tasting it. That is the definition, according to the Ramah, of something which has got roiv may peiris in. And so the main taste is now going to be the extra spices, the extra sugar, the extra sweeteners, whatever's been added to it. That's how the Mishnah Berurah learns that is the third case. There is achronim which hold that according to the Ramah, it doesn't need that it should be the main taste. Now the shaila, what did you use to make this dough out of? Now usually, how do you make dough? You put water, flour and water, and that with a bit of yeast, and that gives you a dough. Here, I didn't use flour and water to make the dough. I used apple. I used a fruit juice, or I used, I don't know if you can use honey as a, I'm not sure if you can, but I used a fruit juice to make the dough. And once I'm using a fruit juice to make the dough, so mamela, this dough is now, even so, it's not the main taste, but yois, I didn't use water to make the dough, I'm using a fruit juice to make the dough, and mamela, that gives it the brocha of mazonos. That takes it out of a shem pas and gives it a brocha of mazonos. That's those are the two dayas pshat in the Ramah. So the Taz on the Mishbura, they say that the main taste has to be the additional spices or flavorings which have been added to the pas. According to the other pshat in the Ramah, is it don't have to be the additional spices, as long as I've used fruit juice to make the dough, so that fruit juice, even so, that's not the main taste, so I can then mamela I can make a brocha boirim in the mezonos in it. Now we'll first, we have to find out what is passable. But Kisna and Mitzvah, will go over to the Kriya Suda on it. Right. So the Mishabura adds on another. Now, according to the Ramah, the Mishabura adds on another Chalik. As it's not. As just according to the Ramah, that it has to be. That the Ikka Tam has to be the sugar or the fruit juice that you're tasting in the cake. So the same thing applies when on the first case of Pasa Boba Kisnim, which the first case of Pasa Boba Kisnim is when it's filled. So when you're eating it, the filling has to be the main taste. That means if you're eating it, what is the main thing that you're eating here? Are you eating cake? And rather, there's a bit of filling to it, or basically, what you're eating, you are eating the filling. So the Mishnah Berurah says that the machlokes mechaber and Ramah also in the first case. According to the mechaber, it's enough that when you're eating the filled bread, that you can taste the bread. You can taste not the bread, you can taste the filling. According to the Ramah, not only is enough that you can taste it, that has to be the main taste. The main machol of this, it has to be the filling. That's a machlekes machaber and Ramah, even in the first case. So come to chois. So let's put it, we've got two machlekes machaber and Ramah. Number one, machlekes machaber and Ramah, if you've got a filling, according to the machaber, it's enough, you can taste the filling. According to the Ramah, it has to be the main taste. And in the second case of Pasbol Bekisnim, when instead of using water, you're using some other liquid to make the bread, so according to the Mechaba, as long as you can taste the other liquid, even so you've got Mroiv Mayim in it, most of the liquid with water, you can't taste the sweetener, whatever it is, you can't taste it. According to the Mechaba, you'll make mazoinas. According to the Ramah, you won't make mazoinas, and you'll make pas only if it is the main taste. If it's not the main taste, then according to the Ramah, you'll make hamotzi lechem menorahs on it. Right. So that's those are the dvaila we've got. In other words, we've got four cases of pasa bova kisnim. Yeah. Two cases, the Mechaber, according to the Mechaber, you've got four cases, because he's of course moided to the Ramah, that in the Ramah's cases, they're also going to make a mazoinas. The Ramah has only got two cases, and the main, according to the Ramah, the main taste has to be not the bread, there has to be the sugar, the honey, the fruit, whatever it is. That is the guideline of the Ramah, and that has to be the main taste. Now you've got a third Pasa Boba Kisnim, and that is something which is thin but very, very dry. Very, very dry. Now, in other words, something which you can't chew, you'll have to crunch it. That's a third gedder of a pasa boba kisnim. In other words, matzah, crackers, ravita, ravita, the old mazons, those. Let's say pretzels. Well, pretzels you also can't eat. You only crunch it, but it's not thin. Yeah, l'chore, it also goes into this gather of boyramine of something which you pass above a kisnim is that the kisnim is called something which he koises, something which you can't. You can't just swallow. You have to crunch it. It's chewing something hard. You're not eating it in a normal fashion. You have to crunch it, break it up, and that's the only way how you eat it. That's the third case of pasa bo b'kisnim. So these all these three cases are pasa bo b'kisnim. Now there is a big machlokas. Is there a machlokas here, or they are just three cases? Oh, so what's the Kvega asks Akasha here. The Machaba has given me three cases of a passable b'kisnim, and he told me on all three you make boyer mina mazonos. So Fregra Kvega. Now let's say if only the first case, let's say Mumula, is called passable b'kisnim, and that you make mazonos. On the other two, let's say we hold the other two are not called a passable b'kisnim. So what bracha should you make on it? Hamoytzilechem and aretz. So freik the kvega. So why didn't the mechaber tell me that you, at least Yirei Shamayim should only eat it b'toy chasuda? Because you got a sofik. You got a sofik, if you make mazonos in it, if you make a moitzi on it. So mameila, as Yirei Shamayim, should eat it b'tei chasuda. That's a kasha of Reb Kvega. So the Mama Modcha says, the emes is there's no machlokes. There's no machlokes of the three days. Everybody, each one is moita to the other one. Now each one is giving me just another case of pasa bo b'kisnim, another case of something that people are not kaveh suda on it, and they eat it as a snack. So one of got a case of when it's filled. The other one has got a case when I use instead of using water, I'm using a fruit juice. And then I've got another case of something which is very hard and hard and dry. And so mainly nobody sits down to eat a hard piece of bread as a suda, and he'll have to bulldoze through it to get through it. You're not kaveh suda on it. So that is another case of something that you eat the kinuach. So and the nesivas in Agoda, the nesivas got Agoda Shal Pesach, and in the end of the Agoda Shal Pesach, he's got Alochas. So there he says, Enochanama, all these three cases are just cases of things which people are not kaveh sud on it, and because people are not kaveh sud on it, and amela, that's why you make a mezonos in it. So now if I get another case of some kind of bread which people are not kaveh sud on it, it'll also be the same halacha. You make mezonos on it. As long as it's got some, you can't now take a piece of bread and cut it up into 10 little pieces and now say that this small piece nobody's kaveh sud on it. Yeah, that won't help you. Yeah, it'll only help if for some way, some reason there's a reason behind this bread that people are not kaveh on it, or it's got something mixed into it, or whatever the reason should be. That's why people are not kaveh on it. It's a very light bread, or I don't know, whatever reason it'll be, that's why people are not kaveh on it. Then you'll make on it boyer mina mazonos. Azoy doctor Maima Modcha. And azoy doctor Nesivas. Lemaisa, the Kvega and the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishabura, they all, I mean, Mishabura Pashtas learns. I mean, at least it's choishes for Reb Kveiga and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, ad lemaisa, it is a machlekes. There is taka 3 days, Shulchan Aruch Rav puts it down very stark, that is taka machlekes, there's 3 shittas, and according to one shitter argues in the other shitter. Now he grabbed the holds, the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds, that memula is the best. That's the best shitter of Pasa Bo B'Kisnim, because he says he takes it mamish very very right, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he says really in theory if it wouldn't be bread round it you'll be making a brocha on the filling. Because why would he be making a broch on the filling? Because that's the ikka. The rest is a toffel. It's mamish a toffel. Yeah. If let's say you take a cabbage and you fill it with cooked apples. Yeah, you cook apples with a cabbage. I don't know if the recipe, but if you cook apples with in the leaf of a cabbage, and certainly the main thing will be the apples. So then you'll make a very priate on it. So here, grada, because it's chamesh aminim, so you don't make bayu priates in it, you make bayu minim azaynus. Oh, but that is the spitz, passable the kisnim, and the main. Oh, so that is bayu minim azaynus. That is the thing which is eaten likinuach and is not eaten for kviyas suda. Oh, so the Mishnah Brura speaks about Homan Tashen, and the Mishnah Brura says in his times the Homan Tashen weren't filled. They used to make seems like Homan Tashen filled with sesame seeds, not with mon. Used sesame seeds for the Homan Tashen, and the Mishnah Brura's Homan Tashen, they seem like the outside dough of the Homan Tashen were taka not made out of a cake dough, a biscuit dough like our Homan Tashen are made. It was taka a bread dough, and they're relying on the heter of Mamula. So Dr. Mishnah Brura, it's not filled enough. They haven't got enough filling inside it, and Mamela, they haven't got enough filling inside it, so you make Hamoitzi Lechem Menoret. That's one time of the Mishnah Brura. And the second time of the Mishnah Brura tainers that in his days, these Homan Tashen, they didn't eat it for a snack. They used to eat these Homan Tashen, that seems like the Kveh Sudas Purim on it. Yeah, and if the kveya sud on it, so mamela, you'll make a moitz lechem and oretz on it. Now, before.
It's not sweet, is it?
Yeah, but it's like nuts. Nuts is also enough to be called mamula. It goes in any other flavor besides for the flavor of bread. That's enough to take it away from being bread. Any other flavor, they speak about, Mishnah Brura speaks about putting something called saffron inside it. I'm not quite sure what saffron is, but some spice or something. Yeah, it's also, it's not sweet. Saffron, I think, is sharp, no? I don't know what saffron is, but I imagine some spice which is sharp, not sweet. Yeah. So now there's a shaila on matzah. Yeah, matzah. The Sfaradim taka the Chidor brings down as the Sfaradim taka make on matzah the whole year. They make bari mina mezonos. Why do they make bari mina mezonos on it? Because the Mechaber says anything which is thin and it's very dry, and the matzah, there's only one way of eating it is crunching it. It's brittle. The only way of eating it is crunching it. So mamela, you make bari mina mezonos on it. So what did they do on Pesach? Yeah, Pesach, Avada, make a mitzvah lechem menorot in it. Azoi state a Mishnah, you make a mitzvah lechem menorot on matzah. Yeah, on Pesach. Yeah, mevorach al v'amotzi. What? Well, they could have. Yeah, and Achanama, they could have had matzah over. Yeah, or matzah. Yeah, but matzah bezmanena, we are not. Yeah, but. Yeah, so lemaisa, the they taka on Pesach and make a mitzvah on it. There's two reasons, or because the Torah called it lechem on Pesach, lechem oini, or because on Pesach the mitzvah has been machshavit that it's not something which is likinuach. The mitzvah has been machshavit that your kaveh sud on it. And once the mitzvah has been machshavit, the kaveh sud on it, so memela you make a mitzvah on it on Pesach.
That just be for the Seder or the rest of the day?
What will they do for the rest of the days of Pesach? I don't know. Or maybe that's become their pass for Pesach. It's become their bread for. Well, yes, yeah, it's got no mitzvah anymore. Yeah, I don't know. You'll have to ask the. The Gaon, according to the Gaon, the mitzvah kiyume, so Mele is a mitzvah kiyume, so Mele can make.
The
team in
this.
Yeah.
They still make the matzah when the husband goes to shul.
Yeah.
The wife start making the matzahs and it's all shaped by hand, so it looks like more like rolls.
Yeah.
So it's not like the flat nuts that they eat the whole day from.
It means it's taka got thickness to it.
Yeah.
Ah, so then the chanama, so then they're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Ashkenazim, the reason why the Ashkenazim make hamotzi on matzah the whole year, because that's the Mishabura's Hakdoma, that anything which is made, the Kaviyas Suda, you make hamotzi on it. And you don't make on it mezoinus. So Mamela, matzah for us is something which is made the kviya suda. It's not made as to be eaten as a snack, and the biyois is not made to be eaten as a snack. So Mamela, we make on matzah the whole year hamotzi lechem menoret, because it's something which is made the kviya suda. So a matzah cracker, or we'll call it in English a tea matzah, yeah? The tea matzahs, yeah? Now, tea matzahs, kishmoy kein hu, is there for tea, yeah? A tea is a snack. A tea is a snack. It's not a kviyas suda. So Mamela, the Chazanish says that on tea matzahs, you take and make mezoinus on it, you don't make a mitzvah lechem menoret on it. Because tea matzahs are not made le kviyas suda, they are take and made le kinuach as a snack, kashmoy tea matzahs. And so Mamela, if you've got matzah crackers, if you've got tea matzahs, so zok the chazanish, you'll take and make boire mina mezoinus afilu l'ashkenazim, will make on tea crackers, matzah crackers, tea matzahs, matzah crackers, you'll take and make boire mina mezoinus on it, and you won't make a mitzvah lechem menoret. Even so, the dough is a matzah dough, is a proper bread dough. Of a hiyois, it's so thin and it's so dry. So mamela, you'll make a boir min a mezoinos on it.
And in general, when you've got a sofek, normally we've got a sofek on a chilek, can always wear a shabbat.
Yeah.
So with pas, is the safety net always a mitzvah? Or do we say steady on because you might have a brachah baskala? Or do we say worst case scenario if you talk about a shiloh, yeah, go and wash.
Now, if you've got a shayla hamoitzi and boyer min hamezoinus, so if it is boyer min hamezoinus, so if you're going to make hamoitzi on it, then you've made a bracha levatola.
Yeah.
So really, the safety net is the boyer min hamezoinus. Yeah, that's what the safety net is. That's really a kasha here. The Bach asks a kasha. That the Mechaber says, we've got a sofik here, we've got three kinds of possible bekisnim, so you make an boirim in amzainus. So the Bach asks, what kind of kula is it? You're losing out, you might have to be making hamoitzi, you might have to bench in it. So why this, we've got a sofik, amzainus. So the Bach is like Betz and Bar Akasha. He's got a cash on it. So the Taz says this teretz that boirim mina mezoinus and alamichyo is a safety net. If you make a moitzi, then you might be making a bracha. Then you've got two problems. You might be making a bracha batala, and you might not be eating. And you might not. You might be eating something while to bracha. So you've got two problems. But if you make boyim in the mezainas, then even if you make b'di'evet, when I've got no other breira, I make boyim in the mezainas on bread, then I've been b'di'evet yoitza. And b'di'evet, if I make alamichio on bread, I've also been yoitza. Oh, so now there's another shaila here. The shaila, what do you do with cake in middle of a meal? Now that's a big shaila. So the Morgan Avraham says, cake in middle of a meal, you make on it boire mina mazonos, because it's passable the kisnim, and you're eating it. I mean, you have to be sure that you're eating it lekinuach. You're eating it as a snack. You're not eating it as part something to fill me up. It's eating it, you know, at the end of the meal, you're eating a face, some biscuits or some cream cakes or some whatever, some cake at the end of the meal, you're eating as a snack, the afters, yeah, dessert, you're eating as a dessert. So Zokta Mogna Vram, you'll make on it boirim in the mezainas. So the Mishnah Berurah asks, how can you go and tell me to make boirim in the mezainas? The reason why you told me to make boirim in the mezainas, not in the middle of a meal on all these three cases, because it's a sofik. I don't know if you make a mitzvah lechem noret. I don't know boirim in the mezainas. So the safety net was boirim in the mezainas. But now in the middle of the meal, could be the bracha was on mitzvah lechem noret. If the bracha was on mitzvah lechem noret, so then I can't go and tell me to make boirim in the mezainas in it, because could be it's on mitzvah lechem noret in it. And if it's boirim in the mezainas, it'll be a bracha lebatola. It won't have the other problem that I'll be eating without a bracha, because if it's amoytim lechem noret, then I've got the bracha of amoytim lechem noret in it. Right, so here I've only got one problem, bracha lebatola. So the Mishnah Berurah says, now if, he says like this, he works out the chespoinus. If you're going to say like the mama matcha, and he doesn't mention the sivas, but the sivas, which they're all cases of things which you eat for snacks, not, there's no machloikas, everybody's moida, not each one saying, this one's saying, this is a snack, and this one's saying, that's a snack, and this one's saying, that's a snack. So mamela, everybody's moida, all things which are not eaten as a meal, they're all eaten as snacks, and mamela, they don't have a shem bread, so mamela, you'll make boirim in the mezainas and eat in the middle of the meal. But if you're going to work with Rabbi Kveiga, then you've got a problem, you can't go and make boirim in the mezainas and so on in the middle of the meal. So what should you do? So Zot the Mishnah Berurah Azai, that if you're going to be eating, let's say, crackers, pretzels, these things in the middle of the meal, then you don't make boirim in the mezainas on it. Because that is the least madrega of passable v'kisnim, and on that you can't make boirim in the mezainas in the middle of the meal on it. If it's something which is memula, which has got a filling, which the Shulchan Aruch Harav said that something with a filling is basically not bread, it's you eating the filling and it's mamish a snack. So then, Hamavorech, the Mishnah Berurah says, Loi hifsid. He hasn't lost out. So what if the Mishnah Berurah says you're not losing out by making a bracha of something with a filling inside? Is you can't be losing out. You can't means you're not making any bracha lebatola here. So you haven't lost anything by making a bracha on something which has got a filling inside. Something which is made with, let's say, with fruit juice, or let's say our normal chocolate cakes or marble cakes, there the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't make a bracha. But lemaisa it is a sofik. So meila, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what you should do? You should have kavana when you wash that you're going to patter it with. You're going to patter this cake which I'm going to eat at the end of the meal. So if you got a tart which is filled, there you've already got two shitters. You've got a shitter which holds the Mishnah Berurah, which holds that if you've got filling, you can make hamoitzi, you can make mezonos in it, hamavorot lehifsit, and you've got the second shitter as well. So if you've got the two shitters, then you can be quite quite ruig to make a boyum in the mezonos on the tart in the middle of the meal. You can be quite, if you're eating out the snack, if you're eating out the main part of the meal, you can be quite ruig to make a boyum in the mezonos in the middle of the meal. Oh, so we didn't reach if you convey a suit on it, okay, that will have to be a different time. Sorry? No, because he says most. Yeah, he says most.